welcome. Very lovely host to me. Nice, relaxing voice. Soothing, as I've heard it is. I've heard it described as sexy, even. And then we have, Sod's quiet ass voice. Sod, dude. I really fucked your name up there. Todd.
Yep. I'm not a Superman villain.
Sod is a Superman villain?
And then it kind of sounds like General Zod.
General Zod, yeah, that does. Yeah. Goddamn,
we're already fun as fuck.
So, did you kill any fucking superheroes lately, Captain Sod? General Sod, I fucked that up too. 2 for 2 today. Let's go. First 5 seconds.
What'd you do today, buddy?
I didn't really do shit. Played some 2K. Got into a really good game on there. I found my team on 2K, by the way.
Do you want the motherfucking work after we're done?
Sure. We're done recording? I'll run your ass with the Nuggets. That's my new team. It is. It's my new team.
Okay.
You know?
I have newfound God-level talents. I've beat Michael twice now.
There might not be an episode after this one. Because if he beats me, I'm going to have to kill him. Okay?
Last time we played 2K, I was winning. He quit the game. He said, let's play a WNBA team. I said, I bet. And then proceeded to put up 45 with Brittany Griner.
You know what? I feel like I can run your ass at Madden.
Yeah, I'm horrible at Madden.
I'm at this point. I've got to switch games, and I haven't played Madden in months. But yeah, I think I could run your ass in Madden.
You're probably right. I've always been really bad at Madden.
No, you know what?
Two folks.
You just pointed this out. One of them, yes. Sort of. Kind of.
Dalton the plug. Oh, my
God. One of them isn't hooked up, so.
Oh, my God, yeah. Man.
One of them, I just have podcast shit on. The other one's,
what a
like,
badass.
My phone.
Damn, you got two phones.
Yeah.
Fuck. I barely have one that works.
Yeah, and they're both high-quality phones, too. Because, I've came to the conclusion there's only two kinds of people that have two phones, right?
Drug dealers and absolute losers.
Drug dealers and nerds. Yeah. Like, it's either, like, a total geek. It's like,
I have to have two phones.
For Pokemon Go accounts.
Well, not even Pokemon Go accounts. It's like, well, this one has different qualities to the other one.
This one has a faster processing. This one has better cooling. And this one has a better battery.
And I feel like I'm closer to that than drug dealer because, well, I don't.
Why do all these women look like they could ruin my life?
They probably would.
They all just look like knockoff versions of Harley Quinn in different ethnicities.
No, you can't talk shit about her. She's fire, okay? Becky Lynch, the man.
She's cool.
She's, first of all, she's Irish, right?
Nice. Does she have an accent?
Yes, she does.
Nice.
Yeah, she's super
nice.
Cool. There's one, her, like, biggest moment, right? Like, that kind of blew her. She went on, like, a run a few years ago. She was going by the man was, like, her thing, right? Where she was being, like, a total badass.
She's been a real man.
Cutting, like, cool promos and shit, right?
Yeah.
And then, is this going to continue recording? Okay, it is.
Looks like it is.
It is.
Your iCloud is trying to be accessed. D-Todd Daddy.
I fucking hate Apple so much for this shit. Anyways, she was on, at the beginning of the thing, she got busted open. They had, like, the survival series.
Yeah.
And she got
busted.
Right, open. Like, right on her eye or lip or something. Like, she was all bloodied up. And she was, like, the top of the ramp or in the crowd or something. There was, like, a cool visual. And
they,
like,
busted her open in a crowd. That's hot, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't believe they put that on television.
I think that's also how Stone Cold Steve Austin blew up, too. They cracked him open right in front of the audience, too. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But his wasn't his face. His was literally his butt cheeks. Yeah.
I'd watch that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was Jake the Snake that fucked him, you know? Yeah. This is actually kind of a cool match set. War Games, have you ever seen this?
No, it's a double Hell in a Cell type.
It's a giant cage, and they have two rings.
Huh.
Yeah, and then two guys will start out in it, right? And then, I think it's like every 5 minutes, another person comes in.
Well.
And then once everybody's in there, the match, like, officially starts. And then it's first pin. First team to get a pin wins. And they're usually pretty... They're a good time, usually.
Cool, we're watching SmackDown because Dalton's here. I don't know.
What else is on right now?
I don't know.
I mean, really.
The amount of female energy they're pushing right now is kind of wild. I didn't know there was this many women in the WWE.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a lot of females. And there's some of them are pretty good. I feel like they've gotten rid of the a lot of the garbage they had before. Yep. Now I feel like we're just watching SmackDown and not doing a podcast.
Yeah, that's exactly what this is.
This is turning into this, yeah.
Okay.
Anyways.
I watched the Celtics game tonight. That was pretty cool. It was a close game until the Celtics decided, you know what, we're actually a whole bunch better than the Kings that blew them out. It was like a 20-point victory.
You know who's got the Celtics number?
Who?
Chicago.
You're right. 2-0 against them.
You know what? Did Aaron mention anything about me sending him a message?
No, did you? Yeah,
I did. Yeah, I did.
He's the first guy to hop in the group chat whenever the Suns lose and just talk shit. The first fucking guy. But anytime the Celtics do bad, we don't want to talk in the group chat then.
I mean, they're a good team, Boston is, but...
Oh, fuck yeah, they are.
But I think the Bulls have them figured out. And plus, they don't have Lonzo right now, so, like, it's going to get a little bit harder for him, I think, once he's back.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to pick that up on the audio. I heard that.
Big gulps.
I heard that right here.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I was thirsty.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I was just thirsty, baby.
God. Ever gulping like that since...
What?
What, 2 months ago? On this dick!
Sick.
I had to. I just had to, man.
Sick.
It was right there.
Went out to the bar with my friend Christian. That was pretty cool. Dalton stood us up like a bitch.
Yeah, I didn't feel like going out. Sorry about that, dude.
That's okay. Yeah,
sorry about that, dude.
We ended up driving back to Windsor. She just kneed her in the butt.
Yep. Yeah, she did. That was the thing. Yeah. Oh, that's Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, Ronda kneed a lady in the butt.
That's, yeah, that was, yeah. Oh, and then, have you ever, you know Shayna Baszler?
Is she another?
She used to fight in the MMA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was.
She was in Bellator, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought so.
Yeah.
I thought so. Nice. I was talking about something. Oh, yeah. I went out drinking with my friend Christian. I was.
So, what strip club did you guys end up to?
We did not go to a strip club this time. We just went back to a bar in Windsor. I got way too drunk, way too quickly. I drank like 9 beers, had like 5 or 6 shots.
Wow.
Yeah, I went ham.
Wow.
It was Blackout Wednesday, and I blacked out.
Holy shit.
I came home and threw a fit until Jocelyn made me a pizza, and then I fell asleep before the pizza was done, so that was cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. It's, wow.
Yeah, ran into a bunch of dudes I knew in high school. That was pretty cool. They were all just like, wow, you look so good now. And then all of them were like, oh, what are you still doing here? Don't you live in Indy? And
so people think you live in Indy?
Yeah. Hi, Don. Hi, little thickums.
Can we just start lying about how our lives are actually going and say we live in Indy?
Yeah, we're...
No, we live in L.A., actually. We're crushing it.
Yeah, we're swimming in ad revenue.
And pussy.
And as you can see, I'm swimming in... Oh, fuck. I'm swimming in a fat little pussy right here.
Yeah.
You just get your little thick butt all situated, please. I don't want to hold you. Why's your face all wet? Where the fuck were you in? Why's your face all wet? Weirdo. Ugh. So yeah, that was pretty cool. That was pretty cool. Didn't get the usual 13 drunk women being like, "I like your tattoos." So that was nice.
There's just one. His name's Christian.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. How's he doing?
Good. He just purchased a home, allegedly.
Oh, around here?
No.
No? No, yeah. Down south?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember. Yeah.
Indeed.
That being a thing he talked about doing. That's cool. Yeah. I spent my Wednesday night at home. I think it was probably about... I was probably about 6. I started drinking in the backyard. I bought a... what was it? 12-pack of Natty Light?
Oh, my God. Like a true hero.
It was a 15-pack. Whatever it is.
An
like
18-pack? Or like a 20?
15, I think. Whatever the one right down below a 30 rack is.
Like, I don't know. Natty does weird shit.
Yeah. Have no idea. Shit was $12. It was... I didn't drink much of those, mainly because I was on the hard liquor that night. Yeah, I had a little bit of Jaeger and quite a bit of whiskey.
Ooh.
And some Crown.
Ooh. Crown is whiskey.
Ended up getting blitzed in the backyard. That's with good. My buddy Tyler. And then my dad showed up, and he drank with us a little bit. Got my dad to drink some Jaeger. That was fun. We peer pressured him into it. And then they got into like a little like argument about like work or whatever, which was whatever. It was I found it funny because it was just dumb, you know, just drunken argument, you know,
about nothing at all. Yeah.
Yeah, that's always like the best. Like, oh my God. No, the best argument is literally, like, when two drunk people start arguing about how drunk they are. Like, no, you're drunk. No, you're drunk.
I'm like, not fucking drunk. You're fucking drunk.
Yeah, it's like, you're both fucking shit-faced.
Every time. I have been in those situations before, indeed.
Oh my God, it's embarrassing almost to a degree.
Oh yeah. Everyone does weird, embarrassing shit when they're super drunk.
Not me. I don't do anything embarrassing.
Shut the fuck up.
Never have. Name one time.
Literally, every time we've ever gotten drunk together, you end up doing something reckless on your phone.
On my phone?
Yeah.
Name one time.
The last time you were over here, sitting in that very chair, and I was like, "Hey, bro, do you want me to take your phone?" And you're like, "No," and then... Literally an hour later, you got in your own feelings.
That wasn't me being reckless. That was just a bitch not acting right.
I've been getting a lot of that recently.
Oh, God.
At family Thanksgiving, there was a surprise black dude I didn't know that was there for the first time. That was cool.
Oh, was that your father?
No, I wish. Someone's a adopted son.
Oh, I thought maybe your dad got a little too close to the grill.
In my stepfamily. Wow. We're just going to let that one marinate. Hey, yo.
I fucking hate Apple. This episode is brought to you by Apple, the biggest piece of shit to ever exist.
If you ever want to get mouth fucked for the same fucking product, just with more fucking camera lenses.
See the smartphone? See this? This is their latest technology. Crap. Not really. Actually, decent phone. But, crap. Next week, I'm going to bring in that MacBook I have, and I'm going to throw it.
Just snap it over your knee like a real badass.
Yeah, I'm going to throw it at that wall.
And
do
a
you
meth
fucking
bike.
Mind?
Let's go.
Jesus Christ. Gotta
meth
love it.
The freedom, brother.
Gotta love it.
What is up with the fucking satchel she's wearing? Oh, she took it off. Okay.
Oh, it's, she's doing like a Rodney Piper? Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Too many R's.
Yeah, R's and W's are hard for you. I've
noticed. Too many R's and not one single retard in there, so I struggled with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. This green-haired bitch is fucking him up. You know?
I'd let her fuck
me. Oh, shit. 619? Oh, that was... What was that? I call that the ass blast 6000.
I'm just saying. I'm down.
So which one of them would you let peg you?
Rhonda and the green hair one. I'd let Rhonda peg me.
Yeah.
This other lady kind of looks like a horse. No offense.
Shayna Baszler? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
She's a little...
She looks strong as fuck, though.
She looks like she would enjoy pegging you a little too much. You know what I mean?
That is a big fact.
Damn.
That could actually really fuck up their shoulder. Wow. Would it be a slightly dangerous move? And they're attacking the same arm. Wow. Wow.
They're a tag team now? Is that what this is?
Yeah.
This is...
I'm just saying, that's got to be a bunch of crazy smells going on right now.
Oh, to be that green hair girl. You know what I'm saying, bro?
We're commentating on SmackDown right now. This is fucking pathetic.
Yeah, this... We're basically doing what the dude in the background's doing.
Except making a lot less money and looking a lot more sad.
Yeah, we're looking more pathetic because they're not seeing what the fuck's going on. It's just us. Oh, somebody interrupted the match. Oh, my God. Oh my God!
Wow. Okay.
Oh, it's the bitch that keeps showing off her back muscles for some fucking reason. Jesus Christ.
She's got a good back. Why is she... She's clenching her arm weird?
No, she's supposed to be hurt.
Oh.
Maybe.
Wow.
Anyways, enough of this shit. Fuck wrestling. I'm over it.
It's for the mentally disabled and the financially impaired.
What are you saying for? It's for white trash?
White trash retards, yeah.
Wow. It's red. Speaking of white trash, we watched The Outsiders tonight. How'd you enjoy that movie?
Like I said, third gayest movie ever made.
Third gay. What are the other two?
Grease is up there, and then probably number one overall, without a fucking doubt, West Side Story.
Whoa. Where is Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure? Not the original two, but the newest one.
Okay, see, I kind of fucked with it.
But that ending, though.
Yeah, it was cute.
The ending was kind of gay.
Yeah, that's the point.
Okay.
It's supposed you to know be what? A family wrap-up.
You know what? The whole most of the movie was good. It was just the ending. I was like, this is kind of lame. But you know what? Fair enough. I'm trying to think of other movies that sucked.
Yeah, I don't know, dog. But I'm just saying that those three collection of movies, way too much hype.
You know what's the worst? You know what movie series I never could get into?
What?
Never understood.
What?
Fucking Hunger Games, dude.
I read all the books. So
I just can't do it. I couldn't. I don't
like the movies.
Couldn't watch the movies. Couldn't read the books. Just wasn't into it.
Well, you can't read.
I can't. Wait, what? Fuck you. Son of a bitch. Fucking asshole. Wow. No, but it was good. You know. Or not good. I did care for him.
Don, what'd you think about The Outsiders?
It's gay as hell. Fuck them kids.
Okay. Great talk from Don. Wow, there's a show in Chicago, Dalton. Wow. We could go watch wrestling in real life. Wow.
You should fight that guy. Drew McIntyre.
Okay, it's literally redneck theater.
Dude's 6'5", 260, and from Scotland.
Probably full of all the nice roids.
No, he actually looks like he's natural, I think. Like, he's not super jacked.
You probably think Connor looks natural right now, don't you?
I don't know
Connor
about
looks like fucking Hulk Hogan right now.
He does look like he's on all the roids.
Yeah, John Jones looks pretty natty, though. Honestly, for him bumping up to heavyweight, he did it right. Allegedly, so we know so far.
I'm gonna kill fucking Apple.
They did schedule a title fight with him, though.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I just want to say, I'm glad Steve Jobs is dead. Okay? That bald-headed, pricky-looking motherfucker.
This sweater-wearing cocksucker.
In his turtleneck fucking sweater. I mean, Jesus Christ, man.
Black turtleneck and no chain. Like, what do you want? No bitches?
Like, yeah, like, he basically tried to dress as The Rock for Halloween, but then decided to have all the cool factors unincluded.
Yeah, like being white and wearing glasses.
Like,
fucking nerd.
Motherfucker. Fuck you, Steve Jobs. I'm glad you're dead.
But in UFC news, Jiří Procházka has vacated the light heavyweight belt due to needing a shoulder reconstruction surgery. Due to a training injury.
I'm also glad the queen's dead, too.
Yeah, fuck that bitch.
Anyways, who's injured?
Jiří Procházka.
Jiří Procházka.
The Polish samurai guy.
Okay. Is he the one that drank to piss?
Nope, that was Volk. Alexander Volkanovski.
Okay.
He's fighting Islam Makhachev. That's coming up soon.
Okay.
That'll be for pound number one contender.
I was glad to see Izzy's doing all right after his loss.
Yeah, until he got arrested at the airport.
He got what?
He got arrested at the airport. A fan gave him a set of brass knuckles, and he just tried to take it on the plane with him. Right? Derek Lewis is injured, so we're not going to get a Derek Lewis fight in the years, so that's fucking shitty.
I'm going to kill myself.
This next card is going to be really good. I'm trying to remember who's all fighting.
There's no Derek Lewis. It's not worth it.
Hey.
Derek Lewis is my spirit animal.
There's going to be an interim belt here soon.
My balls were hot.
For heavyweight. And I think there's going to be a new fight for the light heavyweight between Glover and... Fuck, I can't remember the other guy's name. Shit. Glover Teixeira, which I hope Glover wins it again. And I hope Jiří comes back full strength and Glover manages to drag his young, spry ass to the ground and break his arm or something crazy.
I hope they all die in a fiery car crash.
Fuck you.
No, I'm kidding.
Either Henry Cejudo is fighting Aljo here soon for the bantamweight belt. That should be exciting.
Wow.
Henry Cejudo is probably going to come back, and he might fight Aljo, or he might fight Sean O'Malley. Now, if he doesn't fight Sean O'Malley, Chito Vera is going to do a rematch with Sean O'Malley, in which that will be a banger.
Oh, did you see who made his MMA return?
Who?
The legendary. Has a incredible record. In the octagon of 0-2.
Phil
CM Punk.
I don't remember his last name.
I don't either.
Fucking Phil, stop.
Please,
bro.
No. He's not fighting.
Oh.
Thank God. He's an announcer.
Oh, okay. I mean,
for some MMA company I've never heard of. I don't know. I don't know what they are exactly.
Do you remember the name?
I'm trying to remember.
Well, I mean, if it was well enough, no, I would probably.
I think it's something out of Chicago.
Oh, well, there's no fucking way I've ever heard of it. I don't watch any Illinois fights because, like, Illinois fights can be won with a nut shot. And it's ruled as an actual TKO.
Huh.
Yeah. Illinois is the only state that does that. Write your athletic state commission about that. That's pretty fucking stupid, you ask me.
I think it's great.
So, like, let's say I'm getting my ass kicked, getting down and pounded, and all of a sudden I see a good opportunity for a good old dick twist, and I do it, incapacitate my opponent with a good old dick twist.
No, that's not a nut shot. That's a dick twist.
It still counts.
That's a difference, right?
No. You would still win.
You would think that there'd be a difference with that there, bud. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, but welcome to Illinois MMA, boy.
That doesn't make any goddamn sense, if you ask me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, really?
It doesn't make any fucking sense at all.
Who's to say if you grab his nuts, or grab his dick? That's not really a nut shot, though.
Nope. Nope, but it's part of the rules.
I'm trying to do a Letterkenny voice, but I really can't do it. For some fucking reason. I have some shit in my eye, and goddamn it, will it not fuck off?
Why don't you just calm her down there, bud? Alright?
Hell yeah, Kevin Owens. Why is he coming out with Drew McIntyre shit? I don't get this. What the fuck's going on?
I mean, that's pretty cool. The swords. That's pretty cool.
No? There he is.
What the fuck is
he's up with teaming up with these cucks?
What is this, the Irish invasion?
Well, one of them is from Ireland, which is Seamus, the orange-haired motherfucker. One of them is from Scotland, Drew McIntyre with the sword. And then, I don't know where the one guy...
Yeah, the other two, the Peaky Blinders?
The one guy, the shorter guy, he is from England, and he is a badass. He's actually legitimately kind of cool. The other guy, I have no idea who the fuck he is, honestly.
He looks just like a large British guy, too.
He looks like a Walmart ripoff version of Kurt Angle, but
British Brock Lesnar. Show me the other big guy. I know this guy's got his titties out. God damn it, we need to stop commentating on fucking SmackDown. That's not... Are you good over there, fam?
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, someone's laughing at your pain. That's awesome.
AIDS. Anyways. What is Cody going off on in the group chat?
I don't know. I don't even know where my phone's at.
Hold up. Let's see. Craig ending careers out here.
Tory Craig.
Oh. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
He stomped on Bojakovic's ankle.
Oh, my God.
Wait.
Take that man out of the league. I like
Tory. Bojakovic is playing for the fucking Pistons now?
Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
Oh, that poor son of a bitch.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
Oh, my God. You went from Utah to fucking Detroit. Jesus Christ. Talk about one hell of a career.
Lateral movement.
Fuck. Jesus. I don't even know if that's a lateral movement. I feel like that's a step down.
I mean, definitely is, because the Jazz were good with him.
Dear God. I mean, It's definitely a step down. There's really nothing better.
What is up with this race war?
Just worse. Race war, what do you mean?
There's a team of Samoans guys.
They got Sami Zayn. They got Sami Zayn.
It's the Axis versus the Samoan powers.
And?
Oh, that's funny.
What are you saying?
I'm a funny guy, that's it.
Yeah, you're a funny looking guy.
Yeah.
Boom roasted.
That's part of the aesthetic, indeed.
We really need to quit commentating on this shit.
This is why I didn't want to turn it on, because yes, it's enthralling, because it's fucking theater. And it's just big dudes in tights, which is super AO.
Hey, dude. Can't hate it. You know what I'm saying, brother? No, you know what you can hate?
What?
You can hate this tiny little dick. That's what you can hate.
Wow.
Yep.
Michael saw my cock today. That was a good bit.
I heard about that. You just came out butt-ass naked?
No, I popped it around the corner of the bathroom door first. Popped my dick around first, and then popped around. It was really funny.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he was like, oh, you're not going to come out here with your dick out? And I was like, oh, really? Dropped my towel and immediately proceeded to power walk. Pop my cock around the bathroom corner, and then pop my head out. It was pretty cool.
Jesus Christ.
It was a funny bit.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, pulling your cock out with the homies is always okay. Just don't do it on a date.
No. That's definitely what you need to do on a date, you know? Fuck a date. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you pay
just
for
just walk
dinner,
around, pull your dick out on people.
Your cock on the fucking ticket like it's not going to suck itself.
Yeah. No. You don't even have to take her out for dinner. Just pull your dick out randomly on everybody.
Gas, grass, or ass. No one eats for free.
Cashiers, waitresses.
Waitresses.
Your grandmother.
Secretaries, receptionists.
Todd's mom.
Don's dad.
Todd himself.
Sure, pull out your cock. I don't care.
Hey, if you see Todd in public, pull your dick out for him.
That would be so fucking funny if that actually like got started. Just like a thing, people just started walking up and showing me their dicks. Just nice.
Just flash your dick and scream, "Dick, little dicks unite!"
Yeah, something like that. That would be really funny. Yeah. Yeah.
No, you have to come up and, like, sexually assault Todd with your little flaccid dick.
No, do not do that.
Yeah, you have to... You have to run up and try to, like, paintbrush him right on the nose.
So, I'm not saying someone should... But if someone assassinated Biden, I think it would be fucking hilarious.
You know, you're not allowed to say the president. You know, there's...
Hey, I didn't... I literally said, but I'm not...
We live in a country with free speech, right?
Yeah.
But there are certain sayings. If you say it, you're probably going to go to jail, right? And one of them, for example, is, I'm going to kill the president of the United States, right?
Yep.
You can't say that. That's a fucked up thing to say. You can't say... I'm going to kill the president of the United States. But
you also
can't say someone should kill the president of the United States, right? Yeah. That would be wrong. You can't say that. That's fucked up. Now, you can't say somebody should kill the president with a 9mm assault rifle or whatever caliber. That would be wrong. You can't say that. You can't also say you should poison the President of the United States and everybody in Congress. That would also be illegal. You can't say that, too. But, you know what's not a bad idea?
What, buddy?
I'll let you fill in the blanks on that one, folks. Anyways!
But yeah, with all the drugs pumping in him, I feel like he would just drop in slow motion. Like, he would get shot, it would register, and then he'd be like, oh!
You think Trump's gonna win?
No.
No?
No, I don't think he is, sadly. I think it could be funny.
Your boy's not gonna win?
He's not my boy, but I think it would be funny. I'm here for the troll, man. I think he's hilarious. Get my boy back on Twitter, and maybe we'll see you.
I think they should let him back on Twitter. I don't know about him being president again, but Twitter, they should let him back on. I've seen enough things of like people like freaking the fuck out, like they're gonna let him back on Twitter. This world's going to hell in a handbasket. Trump's gonna be back on Twitter.
An old white guy is going to ruin the country.
Like, who gives a fuck? It's fucking Twitter. It's not even real life, motherfuckers.
You still got to pay $8 to get verified.
I mean, Jesus Christ. Are you verified yet?
No. No, I don't even use Twitter, bro.
Should we verify the Going Back to Our Podcast just for shits and giggles?
If we get to 10 followers, yeah.
We might already be at 10 followers.
If we're at 10 followers, I'm down.
Hold up. Let's check this real quick.
And the embarrassing thing, it's 4.
It's not going to be 4. 7.
Sick.
Wait. Did I misread that? No. Yeah. We have 7 followers.
Nice.
You, me, Cody.
Nice.
Andrew is your brother, right?
Nicey.
Yes. Mick.
Nicey.
Savvy.
Nice.
And Al.
Nice.
So,
my girlfriend doesn't follow us on Twitter. What a fucking bitch.
Nope. Your girlfriend doesn't follow us on Twitter.
Wow.
Someone's
going to get a pouty passenger seat princess tomorrow. I swear to God. I'm going to cross my legs in the opposite direction and huff and everything.
Nothing will change. Nothing will change. That'll solve nothing. Absolutely fucking nothing.
No, I just love that I get the ability to do that now, since she has a much nicer car than me and likes to drive it more than me. So I just get to sit in the passenger seat and get high all the time.
And look like a bitch.
I don't give a fuck. I enjoy myself. Get to ride around in style. I get to pick whatever music.
Todd's not going to get his license renewed because he's going to get so comfortable not driving.
Yeah, car's scary.
I don't drive anymore. My girlfriend does.
Yeah, I'll just start exclusively wearing Superman t-shirts and living in my closet.
Todd's going to have UGG boots by the end of this year. UGG boots, a Starbucks coffee.
If Starbucks has a rewards program, I'm going to be all about it.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
I'm sure they do.
White guy being way too gay with everyone.
What are you talking about? Wrestling's on that screen. We're on this screen.
Wow.
You do have your legs crossed.
Indeed.
A little too tight.
Bro, it's because I'm built for speed, bro.
By that he means.
That's what this is.
By that he means. Little dick.
Pure.
It's that big, ladies and gentlemen.
Unadulterated.
You see this?
Speed.
Welcome to the SMR episode of Going Back Door.
That is going to sound horrific in someone's headphones.
We are currently live on the scene. Welcome. We're currently watching a Jack Daniels commercial about whiskey and fucking your mother. That's right, fuck your mother.
Jack Daniels, the only whiskey that'll make you abuse your kids and your mom.
Fuck yeah, brother, fuck yeah.
Lucky number 7. That's how many lashings each of them get with the belt.
You know it's also going to sound horrible in the audio.
Stop. The retention has sucked for this episode. We haven't talked about shit, really.
It really has. We need to have a debate. That's what we need to do. We need to start just doing debates in the podcast. Like, plan them out beforehand. Like, you take one side, I'll take the other. Like, we don't even have to agree with that stance, you know? Like, we'll debate slavery next week. I already want to take pro-slavery, so...
What's your first point?
They're human beings.
Oh, it's the plug phone ringing. Sorry, folks. Who is it?
Hello? Yes, I am. Why? Why? Really? Huh.
Breaking news, folks.
That's weird.
The local highway is shut down.
Yeah, we're... Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm still at Todd's and we're still recording right now.
Love you, Mom.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Love you.
Okay, will do. Alrighty. Love you, too. Bye.
And that was a wholesome phone call from Dalton's mother.
Yep. She was freaking out because I guess they won't let anybody on 16 heading out of Charleston. So I guess there was a car crash. Hope everybody's all right, you know?
It's probably a pretty fucking bad one. Holy shit.
Yeah, it's got to be pretty bad for them to be turning people around.
Closing 4 lanes of traffic with a fat median. Oh, my God.
Yeah, something bad probably happened. Either that or it's literally a fender bender And the cops are just like, no, you're gonna have to turn around.
Yeah, you can just suck dicks.
Yeah, sorry. Because it could be just the one, two lanes.
Yeah,
just
jackknife semi or something.
Yeah. Semi. Well, shit,
that's pretty cool.
Fat ladies in the middle of the road got ran over. That's fucked up. I shouldn't bring that up.
I went to the gym today for the first time in a minute. That was pretty fire.
Oh, you went to the gym? So did I.
Nice. What'd you hit?
Oh, you know. Yeah. I about hit a little midget old man, but that was a thing.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. He pulled up in a giant, jacked up pickup truck. Came in all huffy and puffy, started lifting weights. We made eye contact and he gave me a dirty fucking look. I was like, okay, this dude's clearly got little man syndrome, you know.
He walked up on him like, hey, yo, you're not big enough to be riding a roller coaster looking at me like
no. I walked up behind him and I put my dick right on top of his head. Told him to chill.
Just take a little bit of this chill pill, daddy.
Yeah, this little bitty chill pill right for you, buddy.
Why is he ripped this guy's shirt off? That's pretty gay.
No, he's pounding his... Okay, yeah, this is a little gay. This is pretty gay.
Wow. Okay. How was that?
How was what? What?
Go into that.
Go into what?
I don't know.
What that was? Oh my god, now they're both gonna do it. Jesus Christ.
Now they're both just gonna sexually slap another man's chest. Oh, wow.
Oh, okay. Thank god we're not gonna be doing that.
Okay.
That was.
We're done watching SmackDown.
Jesus Christ.
Look forward.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Bring us home. Are we calling it?
No, we have 42. We're only at 42. Come on now.
Okay, so we got it. We got 20 more minutes of this bullshit. So let's talk about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Jesus was Jewish. Did you know that? Did you know that?
Did you know Clint Eastwood was a Nazi?
I could see that. Did you know Walt Disney didn't like Jews? Did you know that?
Do you know Todd Elliott doesn't like black people?
Did you know Henry Ford was friends with Hitler? Did you know that?
I don't hear him defending it.
No, because...
Cancel him!
That's how you beat it, Dalton. You just ignore the noise.
No. How you beat it is...
of a crackhead endorsing me, Dalton.
How you beat it is... You have to lube up your hand real well.
Oh, my God. Then you just stick it up your own ass and work yourself like a puppet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, you stick it up their ass and work them like a puppet.
I love how you're just slowly getting more and more slouched.
Yeah.
To just lay across this couch. Like the fucking fat seal you are.
Fuck you. There's really no comfortable way to sit on this couch.
No.
I swear to God. Like, this is...
Well, I've pretty much ruined it by just, like, laying in it constantly. Yeah, now you're perched up.
Oh my god, I think I pulled a hammy. Oh my thigh.
The camera's not focused.
Oh my god, my ass. Oh, it'll refocus, it's fine. Hey, does this focus?
Just pull that in there. That's a good bit.
That's always Look, it's my little dick.
It's a funny bit. Always a funny bit.
And that's kind of gay.
His asshole is directly on his face.
I mean, I'm half hard watching it. Been trying to quit smoking. That's not going super well. I don't think I've smoked during this podcast yet.
No, you haven't?
Now that I've thought about it, now I want a cigarette.
You got it.
You know? No? Maybe at the end. Maybe near the end?
Yeah.
You know? We're at the halfway mark. Fuck it. Cigarette.
Nah, wait till 50 at least.
Nah, daddy.
The last 10 minutes.
Nah, daddy. It helps me think, come up with ideas and topics and shit. You know what I'm saying, brother?
Yeah.
So let's talk about white women are shit. No, I'm kidding. We're not gonna do that.
So you're not just gonna go full red pill?
No, that's not what this podcast is.
Oh, okay.
This is a political podcast.
Oh.
So.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I haven't been keeping up with any politics recently.
Oh, you haven't? Do you not know about the war in Ukraine?
Where a world superpower is losing to one fucking borderline third world country?
No, dude. No, dude. That's not what's happening here. See, what's happening is...
He has a fucking T-Rex tattoo on his arm.
See, what's happening is... Yes, he does. Don't judge him. He's a beautiful man. You don't understand what's going on here, okay?
No, all I understand is redneck theater. And the worst-looking Matthew McConaughey dresser is
no,
the referee.
The Ukrainians are all Nazis.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a stone-cold stunner. Big boot. 1, 2, 3.
I have seen... a whole bunch of conspiracies where they're like, yeah, actually all the Ukrainians are Nazis. That's why Russia's invading is because they're Nazis.
They're probably not. That's probably Russian. Just
I've met a lot of people from the Ukraine. Well, not a lot.
And all of them are Nazis.
I've met like 4 or 5. None of them have ever given me the slightest bit of Nazi hits.
Now, I've met quite a few folks from Indiana, and most of them make me think Nazis.
Yeah.
Nazis
are just, like, super closeted gay dudes.
If you want Russia to invade somewhere, Indiana, you know?
Fuck them down.
I would sell Indiana in a heartbeat, honestly. I would take Idaho over Indiana. Ohio.
That's a deep cut.
Kentucky. I'm going to say it. Florida, better state than Indiana. And they're on crack. Okay.
I mean, there's Australia.
Still better than Indiana.
Ain't fair.
I don't have horrible memories from Australia.
There's still not as nearly semi-accidents in Australia as there are in Indianapolis and in Indiana, which is wild to me.
Yeah.
The most big truck accidents.
Yeah.
In the world. Indiana.
Wow.
Big truck injury. Call the hammer. 800-888-88.
Wow.
Callthehammer.com.
The hammer?
Call the hammer.
The hammer.
Yeah, that's what your mom calls me when I pull up. Drop the ham on a grill.
Your mom calls me meat stick.
Yeah.
Cause she eats my meat.
Yep.
Like a meat stick.
Yep.
And it's very thin and long, like a meat stick. I call it the opposite chode. You know what I'm saying, brother?
A needle dick, if you will.
Needle dick, yes.
Indeed.
Well, actually, it's candy cane shaped.
It's got a sharp leftward slope.
Yeah, that's for you in high school. For our old high school friends. I don't know why that bothered me so much in high school.
What?
The candy cane dick thing. You don't remember that?
No.
People called me candy cane dick.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know how that started.
See, I just got called a fag.
I got called candy cane dick. A lot of virgin. I got a lot of virgin jokes. I think you remember that.
Yeah, I'm sure I threw a lot of them at you.
Dear God.
Yeah.
But now, you know.
Now pussy's ruining your life like the rest of us.
Yeah, exactly. Hell yeah. I miss being a virgin, honestly.
Same.
Not really.
Sex is fire, but the emotional trauma attached to it 90% of the time. No. Oh my god, excuse me, that was disgusting. That lady's pants are cool.
Huh?
That lady's pants are cool.
She's kind of hot.
She gives me crackhead Alicia Keys vibes.
Oh, I forgot to feed the animals.
Wow.
Before I left.
Yeah. Adult Hitler.
Yeah. Wasn't thinking about it, my bad, guys.
Wow. You're the worst.
Wow.
Fucking bad dad of the year over
here. You want to just get on my Tinder and we'll start making fun of people?
No.
No? Let's get on Facebook. We'll scroll through your friends list. Make fun of those people. Let's see if we can burn some bridges tonight.
let's just go out on a limb and just burn it all.
Just every...
Just go through my mom's friend list. Call them out by name. Send them a video message and then a clip of us saying it on the podcast of just how much of a piece of shit I think you are.
Just people we've never heard of. We're just like, ah, don't fuck even that guy.
Know, and it's just
fuck
like,
that
you know
guy.
What? Your family wouldn't miss you if you killed yourself.
Basically what we do in the group chat, but on the podcast,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Except in like real life to someone we don't care about. Just like, yeah, you know what? Suck dicks.
You remember that like, That kind of derpy looking dude that added me a while back on Facebook, and me and Cody had a good time making fun of him. You remember him, the dude that would go to the gym and like
take a picture with a random person every fucking time.
Yeah, yeah, like random chicks. Yeah, yeah. He posted a picture the other day, and it made me laugh.
He posts a picture literally like every 2 days of him and just like another random person he meets in the gym. It's wholesome and it's just like, wow.
He looks like he's got some like...
Major bergs, bro.
Like, there's
major bergs.
The lights are on, but not everybody's home, if you know what I'm saying. Like,
there's a couple kids missing from the orphanage, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, like... Every single one of them, the girls are like trying to be nice and like, oh yeah.
There's a couple extra crayons on that sandwich, if you know what I'm saying.
That's a good one.
A couple layers of extra padding on that helmet, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little bit of extra density on the chromosomal level.
We're going to put them out by name. Fuck it. Put him on full blast.
No. You lose this wholesome little...
You can find him at Todd Robert Elliott on Facebook.
Insert the... Da, 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 da. Real sad music. I got bamboozled.
Got bamboozled. His name is Michael.
If there's anyone who's a Make-A-Wish Foundation person I've met, it's Michael.
Al Smith.
I saw him today.
Did you really?
Yeah. He came in my room while I was playing a game, and my girl was just in there sleeping. We just had like a whole ass conversation. She didn't wake up at all. It was pretty cool. Pretty cool seeing him.
So he just showed up, walked into your room?
Yeah, well, he called me first, so I knew he was coming. Yeah. He just showed up, came in, talked for a minute, and then went back home. He wants to start coming back over, solving more, getting in the gym with ye old daddy over here.
Is he going to come back on the podcast at some point?
Probably.
I assume so.
Yeah.
Assume so. He should come to the New Year's live. I would like to get as many past guests on that live if possible, and hopefully some new ones too.
That'd be cool.
You know? Maybe get some interesting stories.
Austin was asking me about getting on the podcast. He got real excited when I told him you were coming to the bar the other night. He was out with us.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. No, it's no big deal.
Oh, shit. Now I feel bad.
I told him we would get together on it.
Oh, shit.
Because I feel like it would just be really fun to get him really high and just watch him go.
Yeah.
We definitely need a spare camera just for him, just to like do a close-in when he's going like real ham.
We do need to get more cameras.
We do have a secondary cam.
We do?
Yeah, the one my girl gave us.
Why haven't we hooked that one up? Oh, wait, I forgot to bring that USB thing. Fuck. Fuck, meant to do that.
Well.
Shit, we'll do that next time. It doesn't even matter for this episode. I mean, it's just
low
us.
Energy, we're kind of phoning it in this week, it feels like.
Yeah, pretty much.
I wasted all my funny in the watching of... The Outsiders.
Yeah, we were on fire watching that movie.
Murdering the room.
I mean, dear God, and then it's all kind of fucking left us. I thought I had
Michael's dad.
I thought I had some pretty good Eminem references there. Like when he dyed his hair, yeah, I was right like, with a real Slim Shady, please stand up. And then at the end where he's like writing the letter, I was like, dear Stan.
Dear Slim, this will be the last time I ever sent you ass.
I wrote you, but you still ain't gone. Oh, that's some references some 45-year-old will get.
I have my pager, my home phone, and my cell at the bottom.
Yep, we just, there goes the 18 to 25 demographic. We just ruined that. Quick, what's the kids are into?
The police are gonna have to get me. Come and get me. I feel like Juice WRLD.
We lost the 14 to 16 demographic. Well, we lost them long ago. After we said FAG, you know? You know what I'm saying? Whole lot of gay kids out here. You know what I'm saying? Dog. Mad, soft, hurt by words type shit. You know what I'm saying, dog?
I might just... Oh, the park's killing me slowly.
I wish you would.
This is sometimes me too, dog. I fucking miss drugs.
You know what I miss?
What?
Porn.
It's been so long since I watched porn.
I really have been trying to get away from it, honestly.
It's so unhealthy for your brain.
It really is.
It doesn't make any fucking sense why.
It really is. Like, I think it depends. Yeah. Like, if you're watching it, like, every day, like, you have a fucking problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if it's like... once every, like, week or 2 weeks or some shit, it's... I don't know. I don't know how that would work.
I have no fucking...
You know, is it like alcohol? Like, if you drink, like, a bunch of alcohol every day, like, you're probably an alcoholic, right?
But if you have just a little bit every day, you're a cool guy.
But, yeah, it's, like, normal, right? Like,
so just a little.
You have, like, alcohol. A couple beers, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, if I watch 15 minutes of porn every day, like...
Is that weird?
That's not weird, right?
I mean, I think it's still a little weird.
No, if I'm jerking off right into porn right on the podcast, because I can't stop.
Yeah, that's a problem.
It's an issue. It really is.
That's why he has two phones.
So it really is an issue if you're looking at porn. Well, god damn, look at them titties.
Wow.
Huh.
Wow.
Do you see this shit? You see this? Holy shit.
Dalton.
Man.
Stop giving me setups to jokes.
Look.
Wow, dude, your brother's asshole is really stretchy. Wow.
Who knew he could bend like that?
Don.
Oh.
You got anything to say?
Fuck you, bitch. Todd is a... Yeah, I feel molested.
I can't get a little squeak out of you, nothing. All right.
Not even a peep.
Wow, my cat makes squeaks. She doesn't really meow. It's pretty cute.
Wow.
God, you look so fucking thick on camera. This is nice.
I thought you were talking about me for a minute.
Look at this fucking.
I was like, you son of a bitch. Will you fucking quit? Jesus Christ. God damn it. When you start doing that, I'm going to start rubbing the back of your neck. That's what I'm going to do. It's my go-to move.
It's like a rabid uncle. Just it's been a while since I've seen
you. How you doing there, Todd?
You've grown so much since the last time I've seen you.
You smell different after puberty.
like a disciplining father. Like, listen here. Oh, fuck. I just... I did not mean to grab your glasses.
What the fuck?
just, you know how incredibly disappointed I am in you.
I'm not mad, son. I'm disappointed.
Your dad ever do like the finger thing, like the chest thing? My dad never did that.
Yeah.
I didn't even know it was like a thing.
Well, congratulations, you had a cool dad, you piece of shit.
No, no, I didn't say that. But
suck dicks, you cocksucker, you fucking bitch. Fuck you and your non-bitch dad.
His go-to move was to throw me through a table. No, I'm kidding.
You fucking deserved it. You were your little big ass. You were like the same size as a fucking Volkswagen Bug in what, like fourth grade?
No, his go-to move was call me Forrest. Or Gump. He liked that one. That was fun. Yeah.
Your dad's going to move, which is shut up, retard.
Basically, yeah. He did it one time in front of a girl. Like, that was rough. That was in front of a girl and Blake. My buddy Blake. Yeah, it was like, you motherfucker. God damn it, Dad.
Your dad's a fucking hero.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No, in retrospect, fuck that bitch. Like, it wasn't worth it, but... You know, shit happens.
Fucking Gump. God damn.
Yeah, there's Gump, Forrest, Turtle Man. You like that one?
How'd you think that would go for you, Forrest, you dumb fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
At least you didn't start doing heroin, bro. You know what I'm saying?
No, no, not yet, anyways.
Yeah.
Wow, I fucking hate soccer. What are we watching right now?
I have no idea. This is FIFA tonight. Something.
Dear God.
Some shithole country where women aren't allowed to exist.
I think this is about the United States and England. So, yeah, basically. Oh, there's a country that doesn't like women.
Oh, Iran.
Iran.
Iran and Qatar.
I know a good joke about Iran. Iran and Iraq. Yeah, you hit him in the nuts. Yeah.
No, it's what's the capital of Thailand?
Bangkok.
Yeah, that you slap him in the cock.
Yeah, that you smack him in the yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
I told your mom that one.
And what'd she say? Oh, I can't find it. Yeah, I'm gonna turn on some anime. You go ahead and fucking judge me. Bro, we literally watched fucking wrestling for a goddamn nearly an hour. You can suck my fucking cock about watching some goddamn anime.
I say that, and my shirt looks like it's some anime bullshit, too, so that's fine.
What even is that?
It's a Kenny Omega t-shirt.
Who the fuck is Kenny Omega?
He's a professional wrestler.
Oh my fucking...
Yeah, he wrestled in New Japan, so, like, this is why it's kind of, like,
do you ever wonder, like, dorky. Why you have a hard time getting laid, buddy?
I do, but I don't think it's because of shit like this. I think it's because I'm, like, terrible at socializing with new people. Have you ever seen me around new people? You've seen me around new people.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not...
You go full Asperger's.
I literally do.
It's amazing.
I literally... Like, when I got here today, and I walked in, Michael and his girl were here, I was like, oh, fuck, a new person.
This is the first time I've been able to talk to that lady.
Oh, my God.
For some, she's actually responding and engaging in conversation. It was nice.
I'm still, like, even with your girlfriend, I'm still like, oh, God, I barely know this person, too. Like, I go full fucking retard around new people. It's ridiculous.
She finally let out an aggressive, hey, yo, suck my dick in front of Brendan. That was pretty funny. What the fuck are you doing? Don't you fucking do it. Are you about to throw up? Are you sneezing?
No, she's not going to do it.
Bless you. Bless your little heart.
She you got any thoughts, Spike?
She's been zonked all night.
Tired Papa Doke.
She's a sleepy gal.
Tired Papa Doke.
Sleepy old lady.
Tired Papa Doke.
It's hard carrying all the good looks and the good behavior in the house.
Yeah, she's going to make up for all your other pets. You know, like two cats, Michael, you know. Got him. Yeah. Well, where are we at right now? We are at an hour and 5 minutes. So, want to wrap her up and maybe do some plugs?
This has been another wonderful motherfucking episode of Going Back Door.
if you want any more.
Oh, wait. I just remembered another thing we could talk about. Completely forgot about this, and we should have started with it. Giannis, did you see the ladder shit?
No, what happened?
You haven't seen it?
No.
Fuck.
What happened?
He shoved a lat. He didn't do real good on his free throws playing against, let me think here for a minute. Who are they playing? Philadelphia. Yeah, it was in Philadelphia. So he decided to shoot some free throws afterwards. And, maintenance guy came up with the ladder, and he shoved the ladder away from the maintenance guy. They got into it, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Wild.
I don't know where I'm going with this.
Anyway, Giannis shouldn't be able to act like that and get away with it.
Act like a giant baby.
He technically committed an assault, being a damn near 7-foot absolute freak of nature.
The maintenance dude looked like he was an old fucking man. I mean, really?
Yeah, Giannis should be suspended. I mean, at least. I don't know.
And in Philly? Like, that's
a couple weeks and be forced to pay that guy's whole year salary. 100%.
I mean,
and
like,
one lump sum, at least.
I mean, dude, you
maybe two times, three times his year salary.
How many years has it been that he's been struggling for free throws?
Like, all of them?
You have a whole ass off season to work on your free throws there, pal. Like, do that. How about that, huh? Huh, Yanni?
Yanni
Antetokounmpo,
sucking off all the refs so he can just keep committing offensive fouls and getting easy fucking layups that shouldn't even be happening.
Oh, the Bulls beat them, by the way, too. So suck my dick, Milwaukee. Suck my dick.
Giannis is quickly turning into one of my least favorite players because the league is just babying him so much.
He's becoming the new LeBron, is what they're trying to do.
He gets every fucking whistle.
They're gonna do that with him for
Same
a while.
Fucking Embiid, bro.
They're going to do it with Embiid. Like, it's every... Like, you get to a certain point, players do, that they're just like, they can do no wrong.
Right.
You know, like, James Harden got to that point. LeBron was at that point.
Facts.
Durant was at that point.
Facts.
Giannis is at that point now.
Facts.
Embiid's at that point.
Facts.
I feel like Jokic isn't really at that point. I don't know. Kinda. Maybe it's because I haven't seen many Nuggets games.
Every star player gets away with so much compared to, like, the average Joe.
But it's so frustrating, because I don't know how many times I've seen, like, Zach get the shit fouled out of him, and then they don't call it. Like, I don't get that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, and, like, even the game I watched tonight, the calls were just so fucking inconsistent, it didn't make sense.
It's ridiculous.
Like, they were clear plays where you could have gotten a no call, and it would have been no issue. Because it was false on both ends. And then there's other plays where, like, one player was arguing with a ref, backpedaling down the court, trips another guy, could have injured him, but they didn't call anything, and that's it. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
It's ridiculous.
And then they give
Absolutely
him a tech
ridiculous.
3 seconds later after he blocks a shot and he points at the guy. Like, oh. What the fuck?
Oh my god, yeah, it's ridiculous. Sidebar. Girl in the Pink on Futurama is the hottest character. Hot take on that.
Amy Wong?
Yes.
I fucking love Futurama, dude. Leela tickles my jimmies.
I don't know. I like the little Asian. You know what I'm saying? Hell yeah.
Fuck
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah, brother.
Hell yeah.
So Hulk Hogan and step-sibling porn would be hilarious. I'm stuck.
Step-brother.
Oh, no, step-brother. What are you doing back there? Don't come in me, step-brother.
I hate that this is something I want to do with the editing, where I want to make Hulk Hogan getting butt-fucked down here somewhere. Would you doing that? It makes me upset that you did that and makes... Now that you make me want to have to do that,
oh,
but
no,
we'll see what happens. Yeah, continue with the bit. That's fine.
Yeah, I've been leaning into that a lot recently. I think it's a funny fucking bit.
What you gonna do?
When I come in, you brother. Brother, brother. Okay.
Talk about the cream of the crop.
I'm gonna cream your crop, brother.
Sure, wrap it up, though.
Wrap it up like I'm going to wrap my dick before I say everybody to rest. Brother.
Yep. make sure you follow the podcast. And
I'm going to follow you back to your apartment, brother, and slam you through the door and rail you on the couch, brothers. I essentially kiss you on the neck and leave you a nice bite mark, Hickey, right on the nape of your neck and your collarbone. You know that nice little cross section that's real fucking tender and sensitive, brother. Right there, brother.
You can find us. Just go to the website, goingbackdoor.com. Just go to website goingbackdoor.com. It's all the socials and everything are on there, including me and Todd's stuff. So,
yep. Fuck Todd GBD on Instagram.
It's also in the bio too.
Everywhere
about on this.
We'll release it when we can.
Yeah,
we've been having some technical difficulties.
My computer at home is fucked a little bit. Well, the Wi-Fi adapter, but.
Nice.
We don't need to go into details. It's upsetting me. Makes anyway, me mad.
Episode 40 something. Going back door.
Yeah, I don't remember.
We're bad at this.
It's 40 something.
40 something. We love you. Goodbye. If you're still here, we appreciate it.
You're probably gay.
If not, fuck you, bitch.
If you're listening to this, don't.
Weak titty, no nipple.
Look me in the eyes.
Titty piercing.
Look me in the eyes while I fuck you.
You're probably like 1% of the population that would look bad in fishnets. You fucking.
I'm gonna fuck him till he loves me.
Fuck you, slut. You fucking.
Yeah. That's don't right.
Make moves. You fucking stupid bitch.
Right back to ASMR.
Fuck
the whole
state of Philadelphia.
ASMR.
New York can suck my cock.
Welcome
Massachusetts
to
can get a mass full of these nuts.
Todd is a raging homosexual.
Tennessee can
he also likes to
10
get
centimeters
fingered.
Of this cock
oh
that I
see. Oh my god, how long can we rage this bit?
Kentucky.
Oh my god, this is going to take forever.
Kentucky.
Wow. That's crazy.
I'm a comedic genius.
Thank you.
North Dakota can south on these notes.
Oh my god, really?
Cajonas.
Oh really? Wow.
New Mexico, more like
joke on these
New
nuts.
Mexican hoes. Arizona, more like my balls stuck in a donut. California
is gay.
Yeah, it's gay.
We love you.
Hey. Turn in the going back door. This will be the end of the episode. Part where we cut ways. And such. Dalton and Todd are extremely gay.